Shad and Carly.
He is one of the more successful bachelors that we've seen go through the Channel 10 series, and he joins us right now. Matty J, good morning.
Very happy Friday to you. How are you doing?
Good. We're excited to chat to you, and I'm excited about the fact that you're on one of my guilty pleasures tonight, the living room.
I know, it's a little bit crazy. I think out of everyone, my mum is definitely the most proud.
Well, Matty, I know we're supposed to sit here and say, oh, it's going to be great, you're going to be in the living room. Yeah, it's great. It's a great show. You're going to be on there. You're great, sure. But are you great? Because you, I've got a bone to pick with you because I'm very good friends with Tara, who you may remember from the television.
Sounds familiar.
And I've got to say, you bloody blew it. You blew it, mate. You blew it. Okay? I just want to get that out of the bag.
It's been a long while since anybody's kind of brought up the exes and accused me of making the wrong decision, but I'm sorry.
She's doing fine.
Well, she's now gone to an island.
She's now on an island, yeah.
Trying to find love.
Looking forward to seeing her on Batch in Paradise.
As am I, actually. As am I. I was staring her about it the other week.
Now, obviously, you've settled down with Laura. You guys are still going strong, right?
We are, yeah, still together. She's pretty much at my place where I'm at hers every day of the week, but we haven't yet moved in with each other.
That's good. Hold back. Wait a while.
And what about proposals? Like, what are you thinking there?
Get off his back.
I got asked a question a little while ago if I would consider marriage, and I kind of said, well, yeah, obviously that's the end goal, but not right now. Don't want to rush into anything. And then next thing, it was like, oh, that's it. They're getting married.
Because I saw that on the Daily Mail this week that you guys.
But even my mum is the probably person who's most guilty of reading those headlines and then calling me up and going, "You didn't tell me you were having a kid. What's going on?"
Now, obviously, Married at First Sight. Have you been watching it, Matty?
Do you know what? I don't know if it sounds like I'm having an affair on another network when I say that I really, really, really enjoy watching Married at First Sight.
Well, Matty, how do you feel about the idea that, you know, the rumour mill is swirling, saying that Ryan from Married at First Sight could be the next Bachelor? Does it feel a bit like, does it hurt a little bit knowing that other reality TV stars now are taking the good Bachelor jobs from Bachelors? Because as a radio announcer, I feel like you guys are finally getting your comeuppance. You know what I mean? Come on in here, you take our jobs. Well, now other reality stars are going to take your jobs.
I think I'm more than happy to pass on the Bachelor baton.
Now I'm hooked on this show called Unreal at the moment, and it's basically a behind the scenes. It is a fake fictional show, but it's about behind the scenes of what goes down on those reality shows, especially like The Bachelor. Have you had a chance to watch it?
You know, I've never watched an episode of Unreal, but everybody has brought that up and said, you know, is it true? Is it really like Unreal? And I haven't seen it, so I'm not sure.
Because there's things about cat fights behind the scenes, girls getting drunk, people passing on, all this stuff. Was it? I know you have to, you know, maintain
that
an image.
Sounds like The Bachelor.
That sounds like the living room,
but,
I think.
Oh, wait. Does that
sound like, sounds like backstage, man, or that in the living room. Yeah, Dr. Yeah. Chris, which is where everyone can catch you. Is it tonight? Tonight on the living room?
Tonight at 7:30, I think.
7:30, awesome. Well, Matty J, I'm glad you and Laura are still going strong. Give her cute dog a pat for me too. Wasn't he the real star of The Bachelor?
Little Buster. Oh. I will give Buster a pat for you, gladly. Feel Good Friday. I get a good feeling. Thanks to Woo Chopper and Health Service, improving quality of life for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
And there are going to be a lot of people feeling good this weekend because it is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, and it is the 40th year, and we've seen this year the amazing law pass for same-sex marriage. And joining us now, pre-celebration, is Ben from Cairns Tropical Pride and Nikki from the Queensland Ag Council. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You must be so pumped for this weekend.
So excited. I'm going tomorrow to Sydney. I don't know what to expect. The atmosphere is going to be electric.
Have you been to Mardi Gras before?
No, never before. Mardi Gras virgin.
Oh, I've been to a couple of Mardi Gras. They're pretty exciting. Yeah, it's going to be loose as then.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. The reason why we're featuring you guys for Feel Good Friday is because this has really been a community effort to get you guys to Mardi Gras because you're doing something really special down there.
Yeah, we are. So we've got over 40 people going down to be in the Cairns Tropical Pride float. We've got a really big LGBTI community in Cairns, and everyone's just got together to help fundraise and make it possible for all of us to go down and represent the far north.
And I was there on the day of the Yes Party, and it was quite an emotional event, and you could really see how strong the LGBTI community is here in Cairns. You all embraced each other and supported each other, and it's kind of been like a flow-on effect from that, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. We've all just been getting together as a community to support one another. We're such a diverse bunch of people, and yeah, we just love getting together and sharing the good times. And we thought it was really important to show Sydney and Australia that, you know, we're a loving community, that we, we're just really wanting to do more and more in Far North Queensland.
And Nikki, you've been a part of the fundraising efforts as well. What's been the community response?
We've had wonderful community response and everybody's really excited. And I had a couple of calls yesterday from Sydney and it's really hyped down there. Everybody is so excited. So everything's starting to happen and yeah, everyone's just saying it's so colourful and the atmosphere is just crazy and everyone is happy as.
So what happens with the float? Do you have to take it down there? Is it down there being built now?
Yeah. So at first I thought we were going to like truck heaps of glitter down and like a
float
straight down to Sydney from Cairns, like, you know, 3,000 kilometres or whatever. But no, we've got some really committed volunteers that have gone down. They've taken down suitcases of stuff. They're hiring a truck. They've got friends that they're storing it with, and we're building it. We've been rehearsing in the park. We're going to put it all together. It's going to have like blow up different things like crocodiles and turtles, and we've got people dressed as mermaids on the back.
Oh, nice.
Jellyfish and everything, yeah.
Very Far North Queensland vibes.
Yeah. It's all about Destination Cairns and the Barrier Reef.
Love
that.
There
you go. Well, we've had a word with Joel Creasy earlier this week, so hopefully we can get a feature on the Supercut at the end on Sunday.
Oh, that would be awesome. Be thanks for it.
We'll have to wait and see if we can get it through.
Yeah, and also we are now a sponsored segment, spreading the good throughout Far North Queensland, all thanks to Woochopper and Health Services. So they are kindly going to donate $50 towards your float. You can buy a lot of glitter for $50.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks so
Sounds
much.
Great. Can I just do a shout out to the First Nations who will be leading the float at the Mardi Gras? Say hello to all the brothers and sisters down there. So have a great time.
Amazing.
For sure. Keep an eye out for it on Sunday.
Yeah, SBS Sunday, 8:30. I will be watching with my glass of wine and cheering you guys on from my lounge room.
Oh, awesome. We'll be waving right at you and all the other people in Cairns who are supporting us. So thank you.
Guys, 13, 12, 16 is the number. We're talking about a study that says that 40% of people surveyed believe that non-smokers should be getting extra days leave to make up for the time that their non-smoking workmates have been taking for ciggy breaks. Nearly the average worker, according to a study, who smokes spends the equivalent of 6 days per year on ciggy breaks.
Wow.
Which is a lot. This can go up, actually, when you move into areas like hospitality and retail.
Now, I'm all for not wearing a bra and sitting on the couch drinking white wine.
Right.
But
I don't know what that relevance that has.
Well, that's what I'd be doing on my days off if I had the 6 extra days. I don't think we should be getting 6 extra days as non-smokers. I think
What have you got against days off?
I'm all for it. Like I said, I enjoy nothing better than not going to work. But I think that it's ridiculous. What I'd like to see it is dished out throughout the day where us non-smokers get a 15-minute nap break or personal time.
I feel like this could also serve as a great incentive for people to quit. Who have we got on 13, 12, 16?
We've got Amanda. Amanda, what do you think? Should we have those extra days off?
No, I'm all for the no ciggy breaks at all.
Amanda, what have you got against days off?
So you think that smokers shouldn't even have time to go and have a cigarette?
No.
Are you familiar with how addiction works?
Yeah, do you know?
Yeah, cold turkey all the way.
They need their hit, man.
That would be an interesting conversation, telling them, no, you can't. So,
why don't you want the... Do you not smoke?
I'm not a smoker, no.
Well, why wouldn't you take the idea of getting extra days off? You can't give away these days off.
I think the smokers would then get really sneaky in their smoker breaks so that they can get the extra days too.
Pretend to quit.
Oh, yes. Quit. Yes, I see where your head's at there.
Good.
How would you police this, though?
Nicotine tests. Nicotine swabs when you head into work. You just smell their breath. You'd smell them. You just do the smell test. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, smokers are very good at disguising.
Horrible.
If they reek of cigarettes or Lynx Africa, chances are they've just been on a smoke break. Thanks for your call. We've also got Kylie on 13 Charles 16. What do you think? What do you think about this whole giving people that are non-smokers extra days off to make up for the ciggy breaks that are taken by their smoking work mates?
Well, I'm 47. I've never smoked a day in my life, and I work with a lot of smokers. And I agree, they're always going out and having a ciggy break, and I'm stuck doing all the work. And it's...
Yeah.
As I'm getting older, I'm actually getting more and more cranky about it because I've spent 47 years of my life doing extra work so they can go out and kill themselves.
I agree. And you know what? I've been in your position.
You're going to live longer and be in the workforce for longer as well. You should get more days off.
Yeah, I could do with an extra 6 days off a year to compensate for the overwork I do.
100%. Absolutely. I'm also down for that as well.
Do you know my solution to this to keep everyone happy? Because I was in your predicament. Whenever the hard work would kick in, that's when their nicotine would kick in as well. They would need to go and have the break.
What a coincidence.
So I reckon designated breaks for all staff. You've got 15 minutes of personal time. If you're a smoker, you can take that. And obviously...
Recess.
Yeah.
Like workplace recess.
But if you're in a hospitality...
Work,
yeah, you can't
it's
have all staff off. But you don't think that everyone should get like that little 15 minutes of personal
we
time?
We want the days off, Carly.
No, because it's by the time you actually get there and you do it and everybody's buggered off and you've got people waiting, especially in my job, we can't not take time off. We can't just sit there and go, look, you have to wait. I'm going to have a nap under the desk. but I actually was going to do it and I thought it might have been a bit rude, but now that this has come up, I'm going to. Every time they go out for a ciggy break, I'm going to sit down and write down how long they left when they started and when they left. Just to add it up over a week, and then I'm going to times it by 52 times a year. And I'm just going to see roughly how long they take. Because, I mean, I don't smoke. If I was a smoker, I don't know, because I've never seen the fascination of putting something like that in my mouth. But
Phrasing!
You've just made the promo, Kylie. Kylie, can you just do me one favour? I'm all for you tallying up everyone's hours, but when you're actually going to present it to everyone, please give me a call because I want to be there when that goes down.
Oh, no, I was going to do it secretly. I'm not that brave.